Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Mahatsava ki jai. So, welcome everybody. Today's celebration of Srila Vyasa, Srila Prabhupada's Holy Appearance Day on the day of Nandotsava. Today's the day that Nanda Baba gave out many wonderful gifts to everybody because he was so happy to have Krishna appear. And one thing we didn't see at that time, him giving out, was Srila Prabhupada. He gave us Srila Prabhupada as well. That's a great gift for us to actually practice our spiritual lives properly, perfectly actually. So what we're going to do is, it's a pretty tight program, because what's going to happen is we're going to do some talking till 11 and cut it off at 11, because at 11 we're going to start with the Abhishek. And after the Abhishek, Mother Niti Kishori is going to be here handing out certificates to those who passed the disciple course that she did just a week ago, maybe 2 weeks. Two weekends ago, yeah. And so now she wants to give it out. Today is Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, and it's very appropriate because this course was really brought out so that people would center on Srila Prabhupada. So what I'll do is I'll just read the introduction to Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja book, and then one of you can come and read the meaning of Vyas Puja, and then one of you can read Srila Prabhupada's offering to his spiritual master, the you know, those wonderful verses titled Adore Ye, the Happy Day. Right? So you've got three people. Pretty much that's what's going to happen today. It's not going to be much more that's going to happen today. Okay. Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisheshi Shinyavadi Paschati Deshtarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. So this is the introduction written to this year's Sri Vyasa Puja book for today, August 16th, 2017. So this is written by the editor of this book, Dravida Prabhu. You all know Dravida Prabhu is a very nice devotee, very advanced devotee of Krishna, writing about his own spiritual master's Vyasa Puja introduction. Well, ISKCON 50 is behind us. But now comes a flood of golden jubilees of significant ISKCON events, not the least of which is the 50th anniversary of the first Vyasa Puja book coming in 2019. As always, in the treasure chest of devotion that is the present 48th Vyasa Puja book, a few gem-like homages shine especially brightly. Giriraj Swami's homage this year tells of the power of Srila Prabhupada's love and mercy working through several generations of devotees. He tells the story of Shravanadasi, a grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who got his extensive personal attention and mercy as a child growing up on a Hare Krishna land in Mumbai in the 70s. She recently... says his and then says she. I think it is a she. There should have been a she first time. It's a small typo there. Instead of it says his. It was who got her extensive personal attention and mercy as a child growing up on Hare Krishna land in Mumbai. And it says, she recently lost her 22-year-old son in a railroad accident. And here is an excerpt from her reply to Giriraj Swami's condolence letter. Thank you for your kind blessings and prayers for our son, Nrisingha Guru. Due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are all blessed with our journey in Krishna consciousness. In such a situation, all we can see is Krishna's hand and how he orchestrated the whole incident. Though it is the most horrific thing I've ever experienced, I am at peace as I see the Lord in it. It's a very difficult thing, you know, for a mother to leave his child. It's unimaginable. Such equanimity and mature Krishna consciousness in the face of such a wrenching personal tragedy is clear evidence of the power of Srila Prabhupada's mercy and love to uplift his sincere devotees. As Giriraj Swami puts it, quote, I was touched and moved by her beautiful letter, by her Krishna consciousness and her sublime realizations of your glorious, powerful mercy. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhi Lila, chapter 19, text 132 states, quote, when the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear of the activities of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, they would say, quote, what is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy? Close quotes. And that is how I feel about her. What is beyond a person who has received so much mercy from you? Close quotes. From the Bhakti Vigyan Swami, we get some great news concerning the decades-long struggle to establish a major temple in Moscow. After so much struggle, years and years of attempts, this is Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj writing, after so much struggle, years and years of attempts, mistakes, and heavy lessons, we finally acquired a suitable building for the future temple in Moscow. Of course, there is still a long way to go, so our prayer to you at this moment is, quote, please continue to shower your mercy upon those who are trying to do something in your service, however imperfect this service may be. Close quotes. In this vein, it's worth reflecting on the great sacrifices and struggles that the Russian devotees underwent in the 70s and 80s to practice and preach Krishna consciousness under a repressive regime. Last year, the devotees in mainland China allowed us for the first time to print their offering under the China rather than Kasha Desha heading. The Chinese yatra is burgeoning in the open now, but there are still places in the world where the devotees need to stay in the shadows. One such is Ilartha Desha. Here's an excerpt from the offering penned by a devotee there. I wonder which place that is. Anybody know? Ilartha Vash? Ilartha Desha. Ilartha Desha. Which place? It's one of the countries which doesn't allow Krishna consciousness, obviously. Maybe Southeast Asian, or maybe Arab countries, Muslim, or the Muslim countries. Anyway. Kasha Desh we knew. That was China. Ilartha Vash. I-L-A-R-V-R-T-I. Ilavrata is one of the names of the planets in the universe, which is actually our planet. It was at one time called Lavrata. Okay, so here is their offering. My dearest grandfather, Srila Prabhupada, thank you for giving us the holy dharmas of Mayapur and Vrindavan and for arranging the yearly Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur Dham. We have spent the best days of our lives, participating in the festival, going on the Navadvipa Parikrama, and associating with other devotees there, chanting and dancing at the 24-hour kirtan at the Krishna Balaram Mandir has changed our lives. Of course, that's Vrindavan. So those two dhammas. Then the Dravida Prabhu continues, we hope to see the day when the devotees of Ilavrita Desha feel secure enough to let us print their offering under the real name of their country. Finally, on a personal note, I would like to thank Srila Prabhupada for allowing me to edit the offerings for this Vyas Puja book for the last 34 years. I have always felt greatly purified when reading all the homages to him and serving all the Vaishnavas who reveal their innermost hearts while writing of their relationship with their Gurudeva or Paramagurudeva in these pages. I remember many a sleepless night in the 80s and early 90s as I struggled to complete the offerings by the deadline. Until 1991, we included a list of all devotees in the centers. You can imagine the work of trying to get the spelling of the devotees' names right with diacritics in centers all over the 100 residents like Los Angeles or Bhaktivedanta Manor. The society just grew too large to make that feasible. The 1991 book was over 560 pages. Sometimes I'm a little sad that participation in this book is only a fraction of what it was in the old days. For instance, ISKCON now has 104 sannyasis, but only 58 have written offerings for the book this year. Similarly, only 70 of 650 temples, centers, schools, and colleges, total from the Hare Krishna Celebrating 50 Years magazine, contributed offerings. Then again, there is no way such a flood of offerings could be edited, proofread, and laid out on time, and it would be too expensive to print few copies that we print every year. So, we have our yearly cross-section of ISKCON revealing its heart to Srila Prabhupada and the ISKCON world. I pray that I can keep doing this service for many years to come, and that Lord Krishna will send someone I can train to take over this service when the time comes. This is Dravida Prabhu, Vyas Puja Book Editor. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dravida Prabhu ki jai. So once you come and read the meaning of Vyas Puja, and then after that we will read Srila Prabhupada's offering, and then we have Mother Sucharya, she can say something about Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful. Come on through, and then 11 o'clock we're going to start, like I said, with the Abhishek, so that we can then do the presentations of the certificates to the devotees who just finished the ISKCON disciple course, so that they can get their first initiation. All right, when if you come, who's going to do it? You can come.
The meaning of Vyas Puja. For those of us who wish to know the purpose of life, the creator and maintainer of the world, and our own identity, a spiritual master is absolutely necessary. The necessity arises because what we can understand of such crucial questions using only our mind and logic is limited. We can logically assume that the order of and complexity of creation point strongly to the existence of an intelligent creator. With logic, we can also conclude that that creator must ultimately be one, not many. If in this universe there are many rulers and justices who disagree about punishment and reward, their contradictory actions will neutralize one another, and no one will be punished or rewarded. Otherwise, if their contradictory acts fail to neutralize one another, everyone will have to be both punished and rewarded. Srimad Bhagavatam 6:3-5. By observation of nature, it is clear the one creator loves infinite variety, is orderly yet full of surprises, delights in mystery and seeing paradoxes, kindly supplies beauty and pleasures beyond bare necessities, and is intelligent and artistic beyond comprehension. Further than such conclusions, however, our human thought and science cannot reach. To know details of the personality of the Creator and what is the Creator's desire and intention, we need to access the Creator directly. How to do so depends on the Creator reaching out to us with knowledge of Himself and of how to attain Him. We can say it is our reaching out to Him which prompts His reciprocal grasping of our hand. As Srila Prabhupada put it, reciprocal. If you love Krishna, then Krishna will love you more than you love Him. It was a class in Srimad Bhagavatam in New York. We can also say He reaches out to all living beings. Krishna is giving chants always, 24 hours, imperceptibly. So that comes from the nectar of devotion. The difficulty is that a soul covered by the modes of material nature finds Lord Krishna's communication imperceptible indeed. Therefore, Krishna reaches out through a devotee, the guru, the spiritual master, who acts as the link between us and Him. This is Srila Vyasadeva. In one sense, there is only one guru. As Srila Prabhupada explains, most go to guru, not a guru, the guru. Guru is one. What 5,000 years ago Vyasadeva instructed, or Krishna instructed, the same thing we are also instructing. Therefore, there is no difference between instruction. Therefore, guru is one. Although hundreds and thousands of acharyas have come and gone, but the message is one. Therefore, guru cannot be two. Real guru will take differently. Spiritual master is not that a particular man is spiritual master. Spiritual master is a truth. So what is that truth? The whole world is in the blaze of material pangs, three-four miseries, and a person who is authorized to deliver people from that material pangs is called spiritual master. In the absolute world, there is no distinction as me or he and I. Krishna and his representative is the same. Just like Krishna can be present simultaneously in millions of places. Similarly, the spiritual master can also be present whenever the disciple wants. A spiritual master is the principle, not the body. Just like a television can be seen in thousands of places by the principle of relay monitoring. Gentlemen, the following of such a homage as has been arranged this evening to the Acharyadeva is not a sectarian concern, for when we speak of the fundamental principles of Gurudeva or Acharyadeva, we speak of something that is of universal application. There does not arise any question of discriminating my guru from yours or anyone else's. There is only one guru who appears in an infinity of forms to teach you, me and others. Keeping the above in mind, we in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness celebrate the appearance anniversary of our founder Acharya with the appellation Vyas Puja, meaning worship of the person Vyas. Truth is truth regardless of the particular institution or teacher. Math remains math, whether at Princeton or a local secondary school. But we enroll in a particular school, follow that school's particular syllabus, and revere our particular teachers. Srila Vyasadeva is an incarnation of Narayan, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no question about his authority. He is the author of all Vedic literature. Therefore, anyone in any sampradaya that uses the Vedic literature as authority has Vyas as the primary guru. Whatever individual person one has as one's guru, that guru derives authority from the Vedic literature, and therefore from Srila Vyasadeva. So worship of the guru is a Vedic tradition, implies worship of Vyas. Using the term Vyas Puja explicitly acknowledges this connection. The same principle that explains worship of the person Vyas, although Guru is one, applies to worship of Srila Prabhupada. The main demarcation of membership at any level is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is appreciation of Srila Prabhupada's teaching and example. It is Srila Prabhupada who epitomizes Guru for us. It is Srila Prabhupada through whom we know and understand Vyas. It is Srila Prabhupada through whom we know Narada and Brahma and all the Gaudiya Acharyas. It is Srila Prabhupada through whom we know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While Guru is a truth and a fundamental principle and not a particular man, still it is a particular person who chooses to exemplify, personify, and epitomize the eternal fundamental principle. It is a particular person who appears in a particular time and place to teach universal and eternal principles according to the time, place, circumstance, and people. And therefore, while in one sense Vyas is about the reverence and gratitude for the fundamental principle of Guru, it is also about reverence and gratitude for the particular person who is Guru for us. Srila Prabhupada gave Harinam initiation to the thousands of disciples who started and nourished ISKCON centers under his personal guidance. And to many he gave Gayatri Diksha as well. He translated and wrote commentaries on the scriptures and works of Gaudiya Acharyas that formed the philosophical and practical basis of ISKCON. He personally taught his disciples how to chant the holy name, how to play traditional instruments in kirtan, how to install and worship Sri Murti, how to cook for Krishna, and how to teach others about Krishna, how to visit holy places, and how to observe Vaishnav etiquette. He established directly and through his disciples many temples, schools, and farming communities where he hoped Krishna consciousness would be nourished by the loving exchanges, giving and receiving prasadam, gifts. Krishna consciousness would be nourished, gifts and confidences. These ISKCON centers are meant to act as oases in the desert of landscape of Kali Yuga. Beyond all the above, Srila Prabhupada is the guru because he is Strotiyam Brahma Nishtam. He has heard with faith from his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What he teaches is not his own speculation or concoction. It is received, revealed knowledge. He is a transparent medium for that which flows through him. He has heard and transmitted the knowledge without changing the essence, yet has presented it appropriately for us to hear and now. And he does not repeat parrot-like, but lives what he teaches. He is fixed in the absolute truth. He is a self-realized seer of the truth. Manifestation of the absolute truth, which he fixed, is not just the Brahmajyoti or Paramatma or even Vaikuntha Narayan, but Brahman Swayam, Krishna, the prince of Raja, the son of King Nanda. Thus, while it is correct to say all gurus are one and truth is one, yet the form of truth Srila Prabhupada teaches and in whom he is personally absorbed is theologically, logically, and experimentally the most complete, attractive, and satisfying. Only with Krishna can the jivas experience all varieties of relationships and bliss, fully fulfilling the innermost heart's desires of each living being. Concerning all the above, all ISKCON devotees observe with deep devotion the Vyas Puja of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the individual person who is the Siksha Guru for all of us and also the Diksha Guru for many. We celebrate the festival of His appearance anniversary by the lunar calendar, not on Gur Purnim, a holy day more focused on the general principle of Guru. By this choice of celebration days, ISKCON worships both the fundamental principle of Guru and the person who personifies that principle of us. Should I keep reading, Indiana? Okay. It's a couple more pages. Is that all right? Okay. Puja. Having considered the meaning of Vyas in the term Vyas Puja, we now turn our attention to Puja. Puja means to worship, and in terms of the Vedic tradition, it refers to a system of ritual offerings of various items along with mantra, incense, lamp, usually cotton dipped in ghee, Water, flowers, and fans are the main items, though there can be more, such as an umbrella. In every religious system, there is some ceremonial worship of the deity, and many traditions also include worship of the spiritual preceptor. Worship of the Lord, the supreme deity, indicates the worshiper's reverence, gratitude, acceptance of a subservient position, surrender, and love. Because it is only through a spiritual master that anyone can know details of God and how to connect with him. A worshiper feels similar love and gratitude toward the guru as is felt toward God. The guru is not worshipped as God, but as the messenger of God, the friend of Krishna, and the well-wisher of the disciples. Srila Prabhupada put it, the disciples should worship the spiritual master as the supreme personality of Godhead. Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that each item of worship, after being offered, has the power to remove sins and illusion from the worshiper. Thus, when one smells the offered incense and flowers, wears the offered garland, shows reverence to the offered lamp, and sprinkles the offered water on one's head, purification follows. We worship to reciprocate with the knowledge, purification, and joy the guru brings us, and the very act of offering purifies us further. Thus, again, we offer worship to symbolically show gratitude and become further enlivened and enlightened. The puja is not, therefore, a ritual of unclear, unknown, or uncertain meaning. Each item expresses love already in the heart of the worshiper, and each item increases that love and deepens the relationship. The guru, in turn, accepts each item in the mood of a servant of Krishna, much like ambassadors accept gifts on behalf of their government. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Disciples. As explained above, Srila Prabhupada gave Harinam initiation and Gayatri Diksha to thousands of disciples, at least Harinam initiation to over 4,700 persons. Since he started ISKCON in the mid-60s, naturally many of those disciples have already passed away. The remaining disciples take the opportunity of Vyas Puj to reflect on their relationship with their initiator guru even more deeply than is done on a daily basis. On this day, most disciples take the time to write Srila Prabhupada a letter expressing glorification, gratitude, and recommitment. Other activities are put aside for a day of fasting, meditation, offering, prayer, and then a celebratory feast. Memories of time spent with Srila Prabhupada, his personal dealings of love and instruction, and his life work further deepen the connection. Disciples end the day feeling renewed, refreshed, and rededicated. Followers. Some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples have themselves initiated disciples. These grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada also accept him as guru, though as siksha guru, or instructing guru, rather than as diksha guru, or initiating guru. It is their diksha guru's relationship with Prabhupada that for these grand disciples provides the basis for the trust and love they place in their own guru. In ISKCON today, the number of Prabhupada's grand disciples is far greater than the number of his direct disciples. As a person's grandchildren generally outnumber his or her children, indeed, in many parts of the world, Vyas Puja ceremonies for Srila Prabhupada are in places he never went, and where there are only grand disciples indebted to him and carrying on his mission and mood. And far outnumbering initiated grand disciples are uninitiated general followers and ISKCON members. Such persons help with ISKCON's mission in various ways, study Prabhupada's teaching to some extent, and practice various aspects of Krishna consciousness in their lives. While Vyas Puja is generally a festival of the more committed members, the general membership also finds it a day to reflect on the role of Prabhupada in their lives and their relationship with him. Others. Vyas Puja, along with this book of offerings presented on that day, has been a treasure trove for scholars and those outside the tradition who wish deeper understanding. Still, the festival and book are particularly relevant for those who have or wish to have a deep relationship with Prabhupada. It's not a festival that is a prime part of ISKCON's outreach to the general public. As such, it represents a more internal or intimate glimpse into the hearts and lives of ISKCON spiritual practitioners. On this day and in these pages, one will find outpourings of love, of humility, of dedication, of confession, and of insight that are meant for sharing primarily among those who are steeped in the tradition and language, not just of Vaishnavism or even of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but of the particular culture and mood that is ISKCON. In this book and on this day, one finds reflection on past and present and hope for the future. Conclusion. The meaning of Vyas Puja is ultimately as inscrutable as love itself. The bond between God and souls, reawakened by Guru, is eternal, deep, personal, and dynamic. Vyas Puja celebrates and nourishes that love in ways the external celebrations of worship, glorification, and banquets only hint at. May we all enter within the depths of that love. Urmila Devi Dasi, Acting Chair, Shastric Advisory Council to the GBC.
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki. Adore, adore ye all the happy day. Srila Prabhupada wrote the following program, the following poem, excuse me. Pardon me. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada wrote the following poem in February 1935 on the occasion of the Vyas Puja celebration of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. It delighted Srila Bhaktivedanta. Excuse me. It delighted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, especially the sixth stanza, which he felt captured the essence of his preaching against the Mayavadis. After reading this poem, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was especially keen that Srila Prabhupada preach and write in English. The following version of the poem was prepared from two sources. The version Srila Prabhupada included in the March 1952 edition of his Back to Godhead magazine, and the version he wrote by hand on the back of a letter he sent to Roy Ram Das on March 20th, 1969. 1. Adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than May. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, the Lord and Master, his divine grace. 2. O my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light up thy candle, struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope, your divine grace. 3. Misled are we, all going astray. Save us, Lord, our fervent prey. Wonder thy ways to turn thy face, adore thy feet, your divine grace. 4. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen souls, paying most heavy the illusion's toll. Darkness around, all distress, the only hope, your divine grace. 5. Message of service thou hast brought, a meaningful life as Chaitanya wrought. Unknown to all, it's full of grace. It's your gift, your divine grace. 6. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast removed. This gives a life anew and fresh. Worship thy feet, your divine grace. 7. Had you not come, who had told the message of Krishna, forceful and bold? That's your right. You have the mace. Save me, a fallen, your divine grace. 8. The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy like morning dew. The oldest of all, but in new dress. Miracle done, your divine grace. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in 1971, we had a small temple in Hamilton, Ontario. It's about 50 miles from Toronto, Canada. And we had a small house. And there were about 15 devotees in the temple. And I remember that a lot of the neighborhood children would come and play at the temple and get sweets. And one little boy came, and he really liked the picture of Lord Nrisingadev. It was a huge picture of Nrisingadev, and there was lots of blood and, you know, gore and everything, and then little Prahlad standing beside Nrisingadev. And so one afternoon, a mother came to the temple to find her son, and she saw this picture, and she was horrified. She said, "How can you worship a person who's so violent? Look at this picture. I don't want my son to come here anymore." And somehow or other, the devotees calmed her down, and they explained that this little boy, Prahlad, had a father who was trying to kill him and hurt him in so many ways. And God, out of his supreme divine love, took this form. And so somehow the lady became pacified. And but we were also just learning all these new fascinating incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We didn't know anything. We only had a Bhagavad Gita, and then the Krishna book had come out, and Nectar of Devotion. So I was remembering we were reading from Krishna book, and we were reading all these stories of Lord Balaram and how he was always killing all these demons. So I remember that my father, he was a devout Catholic, and my mother, they allowed me to join the temple because I was so enthusiastic. When I met the devotees, they had all the answers to the problems of life. So I wanted to join up and be a Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. And so my father said, "You can join the temple, but only if you keep going to college." So I would go to college every day, you know, attend the morning program and then go off to college. And the road to the college, there was a huge mountain in Hamilton, and there was like about 115 stairs. So it was a shortcut to the temple. From the temple to my school, I would take the stairs. So we had heard all these pastimes of Lord Balaram killing demons, and especially we heard that Balaram bashed Rukmi in the mouth with his club, and there was all these like really, you know, really violent things. So I remember I was meditating on that story, and I was walking to school one morning, and I was halfway up the stairs. It's a shortcut to the college. I was halfway up the stairs, and I noticed that there was a man standing on the platform. There were stairs, and then a platform, and then more stairs, and then the road. And so as I got closer, I heard this voice behind me, and it was a lady with this purse, a kind of an older lady, and she said, "Run, run." And I thought, "What's she talking about?" And as I got to the platform, there was a drunken man there, and he started to grab me. And so I just like pushed him and started running up the stairs, and she said, "Run, run." I said, "Well, what about you?" She said, "Don't worry, I can take care of this." So then I was running up the stairs and thinking of Balaram, and that, because also we heard that Balaram was the giver of spiritual strength. And so as I turned around to see what was going on, this woman was on the platform, and she had this gigantic purse, and she was bashing that guy in the head with this purse. It was quite humorous, actually, and she stopped him. So then I got up to college and called the police and said, "We got a situation here on the stairs up the mountain." But Krishna consciousness was so fascinating and wonderful and beautiful. And at that time, we didn't have internet or Skype or any kind of, our communication was telephone. So the temple presidents had a circuit. When Srila Prabhupada was visiting a temple, everything he said, the temple president would call and, you know, make phone calls to all the other temple presidents. So one time, the temple president gave a class and he said, "We heard last night from New York that Prabhupada gave a class, and he said, there's a Brahmin around every corner. You just have to find them." And we were amazed. There's a Brahmin on every corner? What does that mean? And we were really intrigued. And so whenever we do Harinam, we would be looking for the Brahmins. So anybody that was interested in a book, we would give them a book. And I remember by Srila Prabhupada's power and influence and just his love, that these devotees would go out on Harinam every day. And I remember before I joined the temple, on my way to school, I saw these four men dressed in these white kind of robe things, yellow and white, and bald heads. And they had instruments, and they were singing. And people were just like walking by, like they just ignored them. Everyone was walking by, and I thought, who are they? What are they doing? So I remember going over to them and stopping and just watching them. And then when they stopped singing, one of the gentlemen came over to me, and I asked him, I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We're chanting names of God." And I said, "But why? You look really unconventional." And he said, "Well, our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, asked us to please chant the holy names of the Lord in a group like this and to distribute his books." And I said, "Well, he must be some great personality if you're all doing this for him." So Srila Prabhupada is the Jagat Guru. He's the spiritual master of the universe, and everyone can take shelter of his lotus feet. So I just wanted, Prabhupada really loved to hear his own books being read to him. So I have a short paragraph here that I'd like to read about the spiritual master and how the Lord is also our spiritual master. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My dear Lord, your two lotus feet are so beautiful that they appear like two blossoming petals of the lotus flower, which grows during the autumn season. Indeed, the nails of your lotus feet emanate such a great effulgence that they immediately dissipate all the darkness in the heart of a conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipates all kinds of darkness in the heart of a devotee. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone. Therefore, all conditioned souls covered with the darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by you as the spiritual master." And here's a short purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the fourth canto, chapter 24, text 52. The Lord is the supreme spiritual master and the bona fide representative. The Lord is the supreme spiritual master, and the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord is also a spiritual master. The Lord from within enlightens the devotees by the effulgence of the nails of his lotus feet, and his representative, the spiritual master, enlightens from without. Only by thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and always taking the spiritual master's advice can one advance in spiritual life and understand Vedic knowledge. So I wanted to read another quote from, this is the fifth canto. And I remember when Prabhupada said that there's a Brahmin on every corner. We just have to find them. I remember I was taking college classes to become a teacher, and I was thinking, oh, this is going to be so easy because the philosophy made so much sense. You're not your body. You're a soul. You're on your journey. And the ultimate goal is to please the Supreme Lord and to go home to him, go back home. So I thought that all my classmates were going to become devotees because it was so straightforward. And so I went to my school and I was telling the devotees what I was doing and, you know, that explained about the laws of karma. And somehow nobody was interested. They just had plans for their immediate future and they're getting married and living happily ever after. So I was kind of disappointed about, you know, that everyone didn't become a devotee right away. But in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gives everyone all guidance and direction how to come to serve the spiritual master and how to develop love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a short verse about the importance of the Gayatri Mantra. And all those Brahmins that are on every corner, then somehow or other they may read this and become more and more interested in Krishna consciousness. Jayada sada savitrir mandala madhya varti narayana saraji sanaha sanivishtaha. Narayan sits on a lotus flower within the sun. By reciting this mantra, every living entity should take shelter of Narayan just as the sun rises. Narayan within the sun is maintaining the entire universe. Therefore, Narayan should be worshipped by the Gayatri Mantra or the Rig Mantra. Within the sun, Lord Narayan is situated, and he has a golden hue. Srimad Bhagavatam 5:17-14. So I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he lifted me out of the darkness of ignorance and is giving all of us transcendental knowledge. And of course, there's no way to repay him. We can only just try to serve his lotus feet and the lotus feet of all his followers. And also, I remember Srila Prabhupada saying that in the future, that many, many, many qualified disciples would come to the movement. And it's true. All of you are very, very elevated people who have come to serve Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's disciples and all the grand disciples. And I remember one time when I was at the Toronto Temple, Srila Prabhupada came to visit. And, of course, it was very crowded. And a lot of the parents would come as well. So there was one little girl. She's now an initiated devotee of one of our godbrothers. And she was only 12 years old at the time, and she had these two long braids. She was an Indian girl. And so Srila Prabhupada was coming in the entrance, and she was so excited to see Srila Prabhupada that she, you know, paid her obeisances. And when she paid her obeisances, Prabhupada had walked forward, and his feet, his lotus feet, were right in front of her. So she bent down and she held his feet, this 12-year-old girl, she held his feet and she kissed them. And she got so much mercy. But now she's a very sweet devotee and doing great service. So thank you, Srila Prabhupada. And please, please keep me engaged at your lotus feet and at the lotus feet of all these devotees. Hare Krishna.
This is from Giriraj Swami. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble prostrated obeisances in the dust of your lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace, to your powerful love, mercy, and Krishna consciousness. Last month, your spiritual granddaughter, Smriti, baby warrior, now Shravana Dasi, lost her son in a tragic accident at the railroad. When I wrote to offer my condolences, I was wonderstruck by her reply. Thank you for your kind blessings and prayers for our son, Nrsimha Guru. Due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are all blessed with our journey in Krishna consciousness, In such a situation, all we can see is Krishna's hand and how he orchestrated the whole incident. Though it is the most horrific thing I have experienced, I am at peace as I see the Lord in it. 22 years ago, Srimati Radharani put two beautiful Vaishnavas in my lap, and now she has asked for one back. I can only be thankful for those 22 years with him. I am proud that he was strong on his devotional path. He had just finished his disciples' course and gotten his recommendation letter and was daily chanting a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The morning of the accident, he had been chanting his japa, so by Srila Prabhupada's grace, he was in good consciousness. I am proud of all his accomplishments, and now that his karma here is over, he has progressed to serving Srila Prabhupada elsewhere. I was touched and moved by her beautiful letter. By her Krishna consciousness and her sublime realizations of your glorious, powerful mercy, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.132, states, when the personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear of the activities of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis, they would say, "What is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy? And that is how I feel about her. What is beyond a person who has received so much mercy from you?" Smriti was born on December 28, 1965, and thus she experienced her personal presence from around the age of 6 to the age of 12. What happened during those years? How did you enter so deeply into her heart that even now, 40 years later, she is totally absorbed in you, in your love and mercy and Krishna consciousness? Smriti's parents, Shankar and Jayalakshmi Warrior, were tenants on Hare Krishna land. "I grew up on Hare Krishna land," she recalls. "I was there before Srila Prabhupada and the devotees came. I was one of the fortunate ones who got a lot of mercy from Prabhupada and the devotees because my mother and father did a lot of service. For some time, the devotees had only a hut to live in and were living on the rooftops, and many came to our house for prasad or for our fan. On school days, they would come in and lie down and have the whole house to themselves. And when the devotees came, when there was no school, it was like a big festival in our house. My mother was a good cook, and Prabhupada would have her make South Indian dishes. He liked idlis, dosas, vadas, and sambar. So every morning I would get a message to take the prasad over to him. And rascal as I am, I used to wait for something in return. I had given idlis, but I wanted a sweet back. And he would tease me. He would give me back idlis, and I would say, "No, I get lots of that at home. I want a sweet." So very early in life, I started grabbing all the mercy I could. He would tease me and offer me a piece of idli or vada, and I would say, "No, I want that sweet on your plate," and wait there until he gave it to me. Still, he would pick up the idli and offer it to me with an amused look in his eye, like, "Are you going to take it?" But I was stubborn. I wanted that sweet, and that was it. Sometimes he would tease me to the extent that he would eat all his prasad while I was still waiting for my sweet. I would wait 20 minutes or more and never leave without it, and began to put the last sweet in his mouth, and only then would he hand it to me and let me go, and he would laugh. Every evening, my mother would make a garland for him for the lecture. I used to feel embarrassed because the devotees would come with beautiful, thick garlands. They would buy flowers and make these beautiful garlands, and I would offer him this thin little thing that my mom had made with frangit champak or mogra flowers from the garden. But eventually I saw that Prabhupada would take the big heavy ones off and leave the thin ones on, and he'd smell them from time to time. There were times when his servants weren't around and I would get to pick up his shoes and help him slip his feet into them. In the temporary temple, Prabhupada would distribute prasad after his lectures. But after he gave me some, I would remain standing there. He would say, "Go away," but I would still stand there with my hands out wanting more. My dad would go for Mangal Arati and evening Arati, and definitely for Prabhupada's evening lecture. I used to tag along, but only for the sweet. Sometimes I would have to sit through the whole program to get my sweet. But sometimes Prabhupada would tell a devotee, "Give her the sweet so she can go home and play." Malati Devi's daughter, Saraswati, and I used to play all day. And we would give Prabhupada a lot of trouble. Because Malati was cooking, she would basically dump Saraswati at our house, and we were supposed to babysit her. But she and I would take off and do all kinds of nonsense and get into trouble. We used to play upstairs. Prabhupada might have been resting, writing, or talking, but we were always up there doing something, and Prabhupada never took offense. He would always say, come sit down, and Sarasvati would sit on one side of his lap, and I would sit on the other side. One time we were in Prabhupada's quarters running around and playing tag, or somehow just making a lot of noise. He called both of us and said, sit down. And he kind of hit us lightly on our heads to chastise us a bit, and then he told us to go downstairs and stop disturbing him. Sarasvati was much bolder than I was because she was traveling with him, and she was allowed to get away with all kinds of things. Sometimes when I took his breakfast up to his room, there were no servants around. Everybody would be gone. I would look at his plate, and he would give me my sweet. But I would linger just in case something would be left over, maybe some more sweets, so I would be there. Then if Prabhupada called for his servants and no one came, he'd say, get me my shoes. So I would get the opportunity to help him with his shoes, and he would pat me with his cane. I was 6 or 7 years old, a little rascal. Whenever Prabhupada came in Bombay, his arrival at the airport was the most beautiful time. Well before his arrival, the devotees would go to the airport and have a fantastic kirtan. It would be very loud and ecstatic, and we would be jumping and dancing and waiting for Prabhupada to come. I was so small I couldn't see Prabhupada when he walked into the terminal. I only knew he was there because all the devotees went down on the floor to offer obeisances, and I went down too. One Diwali, Mother Kunta was in the woman's ashram above our flat, and we were outside setting off fireworks. It was around 9 p.m., and I guess she wanted to take rest, but we weren't finished playing. So she started throwing buckets of water down on us. My brothers and I marched up to Srila Prabhupada's room. Chaita Guru caught us and said, you can't go in there, he's resting. We must have made a lot of noise because Prabhupada called, let them in. My brothers went in and pleaded that we wanted to do fireworks, but Prabhupada said, no, it's too noisy. So my brothers gave up and walked out. But I, the youngest, stood there and said, but it's Diwali, we've got to break some firecrackers. And Prabhupada said, all right, until 10, but after that, no more. So we got permission and broke firecrackers. The next day, Mother Kanta came with a plate of Mahaprasad and apologized for throwing water on us. Being so close to Srila Prabhupada at Hare Krishna land, we got to associate with him in a different light. Sometimes in the afternoon, we children would go up to the terrace when Srila Prabhupada was giving darshan and give him garlands we had made and perform for him, doing some devotional dance. Our parents would dress us up, and my mom would put together some dance for us to perform. It was like a festival, and we were all very excited, but we were anxious, too, because we wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. My father did a lot of service, and seeing him do all that also inspired me to be a devotee, take shelter from Prabhupada's lotus feet. In 1975, he passed away from cancer. 6 months before, the doctor said that he didn't have much time to live. So he gave up going to work. He said, there's no use working for another 6 months. He just stayed home and chanted. During the last 4 months of his life, he chanted 64 rounds a day. We would wait every evening for Giriraj Prabhu to return from preaching. No matter how late it was, Giriraj never missed coming to see him. He would bring a garland from the deities and a plate of Mahaprasad, which the devotees must have kept for him, knowing he would be out late. Giriraj's generosity and inspiration made Daddy chant more rounds, so he could tell Giriraj how many he had chanted in that day. And when Giriraj expressed his pleasure, Daddy's enthusiasm to chant more increased. In his last month, he sometimes chanted 80 rounds or more. When he passed away, the devotees came and did kirtan. I think it was all Prabhupada's mercy that my father took the essence of what Prabhupada had come for to take us back to Godhead. He took that essence and realized that material things were not worth living for, so he just gave up everything and changed. Before he got sick, Daddy was at the temple like clockwork. He used to go to Mangal Arati and Guru Puja, and then he'd go to work. And he would go for the evening Arati too. First, we had pictures on our altar. Then Nava Yogendra Prabhu gave us Chaturbhuj Krishna. So we used to have aartis, and every day the evening aarti was my job. I was the pujari at home. That was one thing Daddy had started at home, to have the evening aarti. By 6 o'clock, I had to be home and take a shower, and at 7, I had to do the aarti. That The night before my father passed away, he was really sick and had to go to the hospital. But he said, no, until baby finishes the RT, I'm not going. So I came and did the RT, and he was breathing heavily. He was really sick. After the RT, he left for the hospital, and the next morning at 10 o'clock, he passed away. That was the last time I saw my dad. After I did the RT, he gave me a big hug, and then he went, and that was it. If it weren't for Prabhupada, we wouldn't have been doing that RT. He taught us everything we knew. After my father passed away, Srila Prabhupada told my mother to surrender everything and join the temple, but she didn't do it. She said, no, let my children decide what they want to do, what their careers will be, and if they grow up and carry on, then I'll come. But she never did. That year, the devotees booked a whole train car to Vrindavan for the grand opening, and we were invited to come. The trip was wonderful, and when we got there, Prabhupada personally took my mom and our family around the whole temple, which was so beautiful. It was wonderful walking with him as he told us what was in there and what was going on. He was so merciful towards my mom and all of us. I can only be thankful for all the time and all the wonderful mercy he gave us. At that time, I didn't know it was mercy. I was just having a good time. But now I can realize I must have done something in my past life to have been so close to Prabhupada and to receive the nectar of his mercy. When I looked at Prabhupada, I didn't see him as guru or sannyasi or swami. I didn't understand that aspect of Prabhupada. All I knew was that he was very kind. I looked at him as a father, and so I wasn't afraid of him. I wasn't afraid to go ask him something or ask him to do something, because I would take him his breakfast every morning. I'd see him every day. Sometimes he would take a stick and tap me on the head with it, blessing me. If I helped him with his shoes, he would pat me on the head or do something like that. He was always very kind, especially with the children, and he always had a smile no matter whom he was talking to. If he'd see you coming, he would smile and acknowledge you. Although you were a child, you were also a person, and he would see you as a person, even though you were tiny. Not that you didn't exist. At the airport, everyone was there, but he would notice you. He might not say anything, but he would be with you. He would look at you and smile at you. When Prabhupada came to Juhu, I would always spend time in his quarters. Sometimes he would tell me to go and get tamal, or he'd tell me, okay, go and do this, or go do that. So many times he made me run here and there to do things. I would hang out there because when Prabhupada came, that was the place to be. That's where all the action was. So I'd always be there. Something or other was going on at all times. His cooks and other devotees would also be around. And all the devotees were also very kind and merciful. Go do this for Prabhupada, they would tell me. Go to this place. Go give this to Prabhupada. A lady devotee would give me a rose to run up to him, so I would run up, and so I'd be there. And then the prasad distribution would come. Prabhupada would give out a big plate of prasad. Often it was fruit. I would get in line to get my fruit. The devotees would let me be at the front of the line, but I'd go back and back and back. I never really got chastised or reprimanded for anything. Prabhupada was always very kind to me. I think that's what helped me love him more and more and do more. When Prabhupada was sick and came back to Bombay in 1977, the devotees would hardly let anyone into his quarters. He was really ill. But I was not used to that. I was used to walking in at any time. So I came one evening and they would not let me in. I had been bringing Prabhupada his breakfast and he had been there for many days. But I still hadn't been allowed in to see him, so I just stood there crying. When Tamal Krishna came in and saw me, he understood the situation and said, okay, go ahead. He let me in and said, be very quiet, he's taking rest. Just go in and come out. So I went in and Prabhupada was sleeping, and I stood there for a few moments. I was just standing there and looking at him, and he was just lying there, and I didn't see him feeling the pain. He'd been saying that he was very sick and his stomach hurt, but I didn't see that. I just saw him very calm and peaceful. So I grasped his feet and then ran. I don't know if I woke him up or not, but I just grasped his feet and ran out. I just grabbed the mercy. And that was the last time I saw Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, you entered a child's heart, took up residence there, and never left. Even today, you sit there causing her to think, feel, act, and speak in many wonderful ways. What is wonderful for a person who has been granted the Lord's mercy, and what is beyond a person who has received so much mercy from you? your wonderstruck aspiring servant, Giriraj Swami. Giriraj Swami ki.
Someone will start kirtan. We're going to start with the Abhishek now because we've got something else to go off.
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Ashtatra Ishatarine. Charanaravindam, Vande Guru Charanaravindam. Shri Bhagavat Prasad Svadana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangha Triptim Bhajata Sadaiva Pandi Guru Shri Charanaravindam Pandi Guru Shri Charanaravindam Pandi Guru Shri Thank you.
Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Swati Devi Swaravani Sachayini Nirvishesha Trunyavadi Vatatya Vishasharini Thank you.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Siddhi Namini Nama. Swati Devi Bhagavan Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Achatya Vishatharini Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Hari Hari Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jayo Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jayo Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jayo Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jayo Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jayo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
some presentations for the certificates that the devotees who actually passed the ISKCON disciple course over the last 2 weeks when the program happened. And after the presentation, we're going to start with the Guru Puja. In the meantime, while presenting the certificates, Srila Prabhupada will receive his offerings behind the curtain, as you can see the screen that we've put. Okay? So you can take your seats until we actually are ready, and if some of us can bring out those seats again, especially for the devotees, senior devotees, like, or maybe give some space to Vishwambar Prabhu to sit here so that there's some, Prabhuji, maybe Wap, if you just ask them to get up and just, yeah, please take a seat. Okay, you want to say something?
Yeah, you can say most of what I'm
sorry?
You said most of what I'm
Hare Krishna.
Is Rupa Nuga Prabhu still here?
Is Rupa Nuga Prabhu still here? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. So thank you very much. This will be brief, just as His Grace Nityananda Prabhu just said, we had the second session of the ISKCON Disciples course recently done here in Dallas. And we wanted to offer the certificates for the devotees who have taken it here on Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Day as an offering to him, because the whole, what Srila Prabhupada wanted from us is to seriously take to the process of devotional service and receive initiation. And the devotees who attended the course and all, you know, we have 100% passing grades and beyond that. Yes. So this is a way for devotees to take the step towards initiation. Of course, many of the devotees who have taken the course are already initiated. Some of them even are second initiated. But they have taken the course for their own benefit, but also so they can guide other devotees on their path of approaching a spiritual master. So unfortunately, not all of the devotees are here with us today, but we wanted to nevertheless go ahead and do it as an offering to Srila Prabhupada, and we will call their names, and then they'll receive the certificates later. So, also, His Grace Rupa Nuga Prabhu also was a facilitator for this course, and I think he has left the temple room, but I just wanted to, maybe you can all give him a round of applause for the effort of putting this course together. Rupa Nuga Prabhu ki jai. One moment. All right, I'll call Poonam Mataji. Poonam Mataji, if you're in a temple room.
No.
Yes. Lalita Saki Mataji, you can give a round of applause for every devotee for their efforts.
One more item.
Bhakti and Evelyn. Very new to Krishna consciousness, but took the course and made a lot of effort into completing it. We have three participants from the Rasa family, His Grace Rasa Raj Prabhu, Mother Rasa Kelly, and their daughter Rasa Leela. All three took the course and completed it. Rasa Leela is here to take the certificates. Vraja Manjari Mataji. Bharati Mataji. Bhaktin Chiara, she has a bad back today and she's not able to come here in person. Seema Mataji. I'm not sure if she's... Praveena Mataji. His Grace Shankar Aranya Prabhu and his wife Devi Radha Mataji. Kalindi Mataji. Sri Mukunda Dev Prabhu. And Deo Prabhu. Thank you very much. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so now we're going to start with the Guru Puja. It'll take a little while for us to take the offerings off. But in the meantime, we'll get started. And when the screen comes out, who's going to... Prabhu, you want to lead or you want to do Aarti? You prefer to do the Aarti or you'd like to lead? Aarti? You'll do the Aarti. Okay, so who's going to lead? Who's a good leader here? Huh? Okay, all right. So... do we have anybody else who's a Prabhupada disciple here wants to lead? Mother Sucharya, you want to lead? You want to lead? Okay, good. Let her lead. It's Prabhupada's appearance day. All right. So basically, Mother Sucharya, when you're leading, you're going to start with the Mangalacharna, but don't start with the Guru Puja until we take the screen off. Okay. But you're going to start leading now. Yeah. Everybody can stand up now. We can do the kirtan. So. Here, Mother Chari, this way. Oh, that's right, you lead. You sure? Okay. All right. So you'll take care of this? Whenever you're ready, you can take them off. Yeah, give it a minute or two. You can take it off now. That's fine. Okay. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti namine nama om. They're bringing the tray. Once the tray comes, then you can start. They'll bring the tray. Then you can start.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Jaya. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada
इसका जो song sheet है वो ला दो बाहर प्रोपाद का जो गुरु पूजा का board जो है वो ला दो
Jaya Vaishnav Thakur Srila Prabhupada Vaishnav Thakur Srila Prabhupada Jaya Vaishnav Thakur Srila Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya
हाँ अभी तो ग्रुप जो है सो दे कैन कम इन ऑफ अप्लाउज ना अप्लाउज अभी दिस
हां
जैसे हम लोग करते हैं ना हम रख दो आके करते हैं
श्री गुरु चराना पद्मा केवल भकाती सदमा Thank you. uttama gati. Avidya vinashya jate. Prema bhakti jahan hai te, avidya vinashya jate. Vede gai jahan racharito. Sindhu Arama Janar Bandhu Lokanath Lokera Jivana Srila Prabhupada Lokera Jivana Ha Prabhu Karadaya Dehamore Parachaya Hamare parachaya Ebigyasha gushuk tribhuvana Ebigyasha gushuk tribhuvana Srila Prabhupada patita pavana
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jagat
Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada Jaya Acharya Thakur Srila Prabhupada Acharya Thakur Srila Prabhupada ISKCON Founder Acharya, BBT Founder Acharya, Savior of the whole world, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itina desha tarine namaste jai prabhupada thakur thakur Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Goranitai, 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 Jai Goranitai. Nitai Goranga Haribo, 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 Nitai Goranga Haribo. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaya Charanarvindam Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, BBT Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Vyasa Puja Mahatsava Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's Avirbhav Mahatithi Ki Jai. Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya, BBT Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories, Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.